This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in a joint U.S.-Israel airstrikes targeting country's military and government sites in Tehran. Iranian state media said a 40-day state mourning has been declared in the country. Iran's Chief of Army Staff General Abdul Rahim Mousavi and Defense Minister General Aziz Nasirzadeh were also killed in the attack yesterday. The Iranian state media also announced the deaths of several military leaders, including head of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard and security adviser Ali Shamkhani is also reportedly dead. Besides, 200 people have lost their lives, while more than 700 are injured in the U.S.-Israel airstrikes. Meanwhile, Iran has vowed to avenge the killing of its supreme leader and launch fresh attacks on U.S. and Israel bases across West Asia region. In retaliation of U.S.-Israeli attacks, Tehran conducted strikes at Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait, the places with U.S. military bases or that are allied to the United States. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as American warships moved into the region and stalled nuclear talks. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, warned Tehran that America will hit them harder if Iran continued the attacks. He said U.S. will hit them with a force that has never been seen before. On the other hand, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries, including UAE, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, amid rising tensions in the region, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged its nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing regional situation due to U.S.-Israeli airstrikes in Iran. The embassies also advise Indian nationals to exercise utmost caution, follow official advisories and to avoid unnecessary movement. The embassies also issued 24/7 helpline numbers and email IDs in time to facilitate timely assistance during the time of emergency. News just in, senior cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi will serve as Iran's interim supreme leader following the killing of Ali Khamenei. According to the state-linked INSA news agency, Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi has been appointed as a jurist member of the Temporary Leadership Council, responsible for carrying out the supreme leader's duties during the transition period until a successor is chosen under Iran's constitutional process. In Pakistan, 10 people have been killed in violent clashes in Karachi after police confronted protesters marching towards the U.S. consulate. Several others were injured in the unrest. The protesters were demonstrating following killing of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and U.S.-Israeli strikes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Dedicated to the Nation and laid the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees at Madurai in Tamil Nadu this afternoon. The projects include three new Akashvani FM relay transmitters at Kumbakonam, Yarkod and Vellore. These transmitters will expand regional coverage, ensure uninterrupted FM broadcasting, and enhance access to public broadcasting services across multiple districts of the state. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said today's event marks a proud chapter in Tamil Nadu's development journey.
We have laid foundation stones, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees. These projects will transform connectivity, boost the economy, create jobs and transform lakhs of people's lives. Better roads for farmers to reach markets, easier travel for pilgrims and tourists, faster transport for businesses. Building high-quality infrastructure is about empowering people.
Early in the day, Prime Minister Modi dedicated to the nation and laid foundation stone for development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry. 17 people have died in a massive explosion at SPL Energy Limited in Raulgaon in Nagpur, Maharashtra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives in the explosion. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will face West Indies in the final Super 8 clash in Kolkata at 7 this evening. Meanwhile, in another Group 1 clash of the Super 8 stage between Zimbabwe and South Africa is underway in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.